This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Vision Rent-to-Own Buyers Meet and Find Out Every Deal is Different. The first organizing meeting in Detroit of the Home Savers Campaign had spirited discussion when families discovered that they only had one thing in common in the contracts they'd signed with Vision Property Management or its subsidiaries, the contract itself. When it came to the terms, to everyone's shock and anger, everyone had a different deal. The differences were not simply where we might expect to find them in the price of the homes they were buying or the number of years to term. In fact, the prices are all very close to each other. As the campaign has come to expect from visiting so many families in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Akron, Youngstown, and now Detroit, some families attending the meeting were still shocked to find out that in 7 years they would not own the home as they expected, but simply face wrenching choices between balloon payments, long-term agreements, or walking away from extensive investments in money, labor, repairs. The differences in the contracts were huge. Excitedly talking about their contracts, they found, for example, that in some contracts, as little as $14 of their monthly payment was going to principal on the purchase, while in others, as much as $150 was being applied. That was often the case when the payments were virtually identical. In several cases, they discovered they had not been clearly told how much of their payment was going to principal at all. Even when the purchase price of the houses were roughly equivalent, families were finding that the amount of their monthly payment being applied for insurance was often different. Looking at the question of tax payment, which is especially freighted with concern since non-payment of taxes to the county could lead to the loss of the property on tax delinquency sales, only one family could determine from their payment the amount that was supposedly being paid to taxes, while their other families at this first organizing meeting became worried that since there was no indication, Vision might not be paying their taxes at all. Even in the one case where the tax law was stated at $150 per month or $1,800 per year, there was skepticism that the house valued so modestly really was sustaining such a relatively high cost compared to true value. Many of the people at the meeting were also on their second contract with Vision. The first had given them up to 45 days to make good on their payments, while the most recent gave Vision the right to void their option to purchase if they were late on the payments at all, making the contracts essentially no more than rental agreements, despite the fact that this was a triple net lease with the buyer paying everything, including thousands and thousands in repairs. One family was livid, having invested over $50,000 in repairs, yet still debating whether or not they should walk away. Everyone at the meeting shared stories about the fishing expedition Vision representatives did with them over the phone to try and suss out the amount families had invested themselves in repairs, presumably for the company to guess whether the property might have been fixed up enough for them to seize the first opportunity to evict and flip. People were happy to meet, but that was the only happiness in the room once the members and organizers cleared the fog away that hung over the legalese of the agreements. There was anger and plans for quick action. On the question of fight or flight, people are ready to fight. Powered by people, the campaign now begins in earnest. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.